As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish the purpose for which I sent it and achieve my purpose eternally. In the beginning, God spoke and said, "Let there be light." And there was light. 45 centuries later, God the Holy Spirit spoke through the disciple Jesus loves and said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not understood it and has not overcome it either. The Word became flesh and lived for a while among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten Son, full of grace and truth." For those of you who are wondering, this is the sermonette. Full of grace and truth. Nostradamus and all these predictors that flash and fade tell predictions that are full of generalities. And yet, have you ever been amazed, as I have, how quickly people glom on to things like the Da Vinci Code? So exciting. And you turn around a few weeks later, a few months later, and people are forgotten and gone on to the next great thing. What we have before us from the lips of God's children this morning are not these generalities and predictions. They're prophecies in such great, awesome detail that God's people of old were kept alive in their faith over all those centuries, waiting and longing for Emmanuel to come. Modern psychics make millions with generalities that could fit any palm you would read and any horror you would scope. You know what I mean? Just such generalities out there. A psychology professor in college amazed me and my classmates when he analyzed all our handwriting and then handed it out after a weekend of analysis and then made me read mine out loud. It was embarrassing. Personal details that I didn't really want to share with my classmates, especially while they were all laughing, because theirs all said the same thing. This is what fits for the 50-50 if they do it well type psychics of today. But God's prophecies are 100%. And in such fantastic, awesome detail, I wonder if you children even realize how awesome this is. Who would ever dare to suggest that a virgin would have a child and then actually specify a son? Who would ever dream this up, that that son would become the great deliverer of all people by dying on a cross and becoming a curse for all people? Who would make a prediction that he would die, then rise again and ascend to heaven when something like that is so easily disproved, if anybody could remember that long? Who would keep trying over so many years through so many prophets to keep reminding people of such outlandish prophecies? Not predictions, prophecies. Prophecies of what we would need because God could see the train wreck coming. From all eternity, He could hear the harsh words of the husbands, the disrespect of the wives, the disobedience of the children, the laziness of the workers and the students and the management. Hear the lies of the politicians and watch the people who love to hear lies follow this, that, and every other idea coming along, because we're full of lies. We all lie to ourselves and lie to each other, because every one of us carry around that lie within us that says, "I'm okay the way I am." And God says, no. From all eternity, God knew that our sin would separate us from him. That this is not just God making predictions about who will win the playoffs. It's not just sports. It's the cosmic battle for your eternal soul. Whether or not you will spend an eternity of bliss with God in heaven, which is what he wants, or choose the way of rebellion that our first parents chose and spend eternity in the torment of hell with Satan. God is so intent on bringing us home to himself that he teaches us that he knows. So is my word. He knows to foretell, and not just to make predictions and hopes and guesses, but with a word of God that's so powerful, he actually makes it happen in history. So that history is really his story of how he sent his only begotten Son to save us all. He is doing something that shows he lives to fulfill. This mortgage crisis in America today, who would have predicted that a couple years ago? And if anybody did, who would listen? Everybody wanted to believe that things would keep on going on the way they were so that we could buy bigger houses than we could afford and bankers could loan us more money than they should have. And then look what happens when all of that comes crashing down and we suddenly have to wake up. Now we're all looking for somebody to bail us out, somebody to step up, somebody to help out. It rattles the strongest economy in the whole wide world when we believe what we want to believe and do what we want to do. In God's economy, it never works out that way because he never fails. He only promises what he will deliver, even though it's far beyond whatever any of us could imagine, and certainly more than any of us could bring about. You couldn't do this dead. He has to live as the eternal God in order to make this happen. So centuries, eternity, before Jesus was born from the womb of the Virgin Mary and conceived by the Holy Spirit in her womb, God said to the ever-living, ever-loving Christ, the second person of the Trinity, in eternity, "Today, I am your Father and you have become my Son." We don't fully understand how God could have the eternal Son be begotten of the Father from eternity, but that's how he describes it to us. And it's so awesome that even the prophets didn't understand what they wrote on the page. The Bible tells us through Peter in his first epistle, "Concerning this salvation, the prophets, like Isaiah and Jeremiah and the others, who spoke of the grace that was to come to you, searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains, Gloria in excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest." Since Jesus lived and died and lives again for you and for me and for all, God's children, as they tell these stories, know that these are not just stories made up and myths and legends. This is the history of his story and how he lived and died and lives again to save us all, our Lord and Savior. This is what puts joy on the faces of these children and a twinkle in the Heavenly Father's eye. He lived and died and lives again for you, for me, for all. And because he does and still lives, he lives to fulfill all that he promised. And we can rejoice that so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty. There are people here, all of us, who need to hear this, but some who haven't believed it yet. God wants you to believe it today. The only thing that separates us from an eternity with God in heaven and bliss and glory, an eternity with Satan in hell, is trust in God's own Son. the one who died for all. His blood washes away all of our sins. He came to shed that blood, and the children are about to tell us about it because Jesus truly is God's greatest gift. He's ever living and ever loving to give us the peace that surpasses all understanding, that truly guards our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. This service is entitled, Jesus, God's Gift to You. My prayer, our prayer, is that what the children tell you today, you will receive as God's own word and take it home as God's greatest Christmas gift to you for now and for always. Jesus, God's gift to you. Amen.